thing around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's great to have you with us. It's also great to welcome back to the show comedian Adam Carolla. He is at Raleigh Goodnights. They're down to Backo Road, and we'll be doing some shows there. Adam, welcome back to the show. It's been a while. You were on, Rick Tittle with you here in San Francisco. You were on when you did In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks. What was that, like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, 10 years plus.
I was surprised at how much that book, I completely agreed with you. And then I realized that we're the exact same age. We're both from California. We're old football players. But the thing that really stuck with me was, like, two of my favorite movies of all time are Love and Death and Saving Private Ryan. And I remember you mentioned both of those there.
We are simpatico.
What is the, so at Goodnights, are you going to be doing the podcast there as well or just stand-up?
The early show is going to be a live podcast and the late show is going to be stand-up.
What is the effect now that you've had in this podcast world, because we've really seen it over the last year, especially in the pandemic, that now, you know, it used to be if you went on, you know, the Tonight Show or Letterman, that was it. But for a comedian, going on with you, going on with Rogan gets way more pub now.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. I was sitting in a restaurant last night and had the All-Star game on the TV, you know, no sound, but I was just kind of looking at it. And they ran a commercial during the break. And the commercial was for some pharmaceutical company, like, you know, some drug or something for scoliosis or whatever it was. But, you know, they always do that sort of scenario in the commercial where the dad's cooking breakfast or they're out for a bike ride or something. In this little, it was two young women, and they were doing a podcast out of their garage. And, of course, one of them had psoriasis or whatever it was. But I thought, oh, my God, we're at a point now where pharmaceutical companies on, you know, network TV are running commercials where people are doing their own podcast. And it's not about the podcast, but it has become so ubiquitous that, no one raised their, if you would have tried that crap a few years ago, someone would raise their hand and went, what are these two broads doing in their garage? A radio show? Like, what is going on here? It was like, it's a podcast. It's that saturated. Like, it is that part of the zeitgeist now.
I noticed, too, during the All-Star game, there was one commercial where it was a family setting, and the couple was, like, two guys our age. One was kind of a heavy African-American guy. One was a heavy white guy. That was the married couple. And I was thinking, over the last few years, like, Madison Avenue has embraced, you know, same-sex and different sex marriages, and the more tats and piercings you have, the better. Like, being, you know, straight and white is poison in advertising now. But it's interesting. You can always tell a lot, like you were just saying, just by watching what advertisers think is what's going to sell stuff.
Yeah. I always tell people all the time, just watch the commercials. That's where we're at. It's a society, you know. Watch 50s, watch commercials from the 70s. See where we're at. I do this bit in my act where I talk about when I was a kid in the 70s and I would stay home from daytime TV. And the daytime TV shows, all the commercials on those daytime TV shows were all commercials about learning to drive a truck, getting, you know, working in a doctor's world, learning to do, you know, small appliance repair. Mm-hmm. Every single commercial I saw in the 70s on daytime TV was about getting a job, because if you were at home and it was a Tuesday and it was noon, then you needed a job. And if you turn on the TV commercials today and you see the daytime TV spots, it's all lawyers representing class action lawsuits. They want to know if you worked in the shipping industry. Do you have mesothelioma? Yeah. Did your pubic mesh explode? Did you poison your vagina with talcum powder? Were you diddled by your scout leader? Like, we'll get you paid. And I thought, yeah, that's a big difference in terms of our society. You know, getting a job versus sitting at home and suing somebody.
A couple more questions for Adam Carolla. He's at Raleigh. Good nights. I was watching the video of that Mark Norman did when he came onto your podcast a couple weeks ago, and he asked you, he's like, is it too much trouble if I, you know, check out the cars? And you're like, yeah, real quick, and you walk down the street a little bit to where you had the cars. So is that place isn't open to the public, is it? I know you can lend stuff out to the Peterson Museum, but what's going on with your quote-unquote museum, Adam?
It's just a big documentaries, and in the back, we work on the cars, the race cars, restore the race cars and prep them for races, and in the middle is just basically a museum. I mean, it's not really a museum, it's just a place where the cars are parked, mm-hmm. and we try to figure out which ones we're going to race next.
How much do you still race? Because I know you were doing those.
I get out 2 or 3 times a year. I mean, you know, sort of the pandemic thing screwed up a lot of racing schedule. But I'm getting ready. I'm prepping a car to take to Laguna Seca mm-hmm. now for the Rolex Historics for the Monterey Car Week. And that's the big race on the calendar every year.
You know, the other day I was looking at Comedy Central reruns, and I love Jeff Ross and The Burn, and saw you on there, and I was just thinking, how many times have you just been wandering around the dial, and you're like, oh, there's me?
You know, a TV I've done, it's very rare that I run into myself on the dial wandering around, but it does happen. It does happen on it. It is kind of dark or sort of surreal, I guess. It's almost like I wasn't even there.
All right. Well, we got kind of a bad connection. We'll let you go. Adam, make sure to check him out at Raleigh Good Nights this weekend there. And he'll be doing the podcast there on the early show. Adam, thanks for stopping by, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
All right. Good stuff.